Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We have a great show for you. Yes, magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. And we're going to be talking about how we can protect and empower our immune system today. There's some basic things that we can do because your immune system's working every month, all year long. So it's not just the cold and flu season. You should be looking after it all year long. So we're going to show you how. Also, we're going to be talking about some of those metabolism disruptors, like I promised. And we'll see how much time we have left over. We could hit on some research that has some interesting, interesting things to report. We'll see how much time we have for that. And we have a quack report. Yay! But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer as always. and praying for all of America. We want righteous leadership. God's will be done. He's on his throne, but we're going to hit the knees, seek the Lord's face. And in one accord, let's all ask the Lord to, you know, come back into our schools, come back into our nation, you know, have a land of ethical, moral, you know, rulers and leaders, and stop this nonsense, because we need some divine help. You know we do. So mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, we're going to talk a little bit about this in the first segment of the show. It's about a blood test that the National Heart and Lung Institute out in London, UK, found. They found some immune system cells in the blood of people who had lower risks of heart attack and stroke. So we're going to investigate that a little bit further as we get into the first segment of the show, but I thought I'd just prime the pump. There you go. Moving along in the quacker. Here's some interesting stuff on potato chips. Are you really eating potatoes in your favorite snack? One snack cracker or potato chip in mind here is Pringles. I mean, you've had those, you know, in the can, they stack up. Well, over in the UK, products like that, potato chips, are levied with a luxury food tax. So in order to avoid that, the makers of Pringles have argued that their chips are technically not even potato chips because there's so little potato in them. Ha, ha. So what is in your Pringles? Well, they have rice, wheat, corn, and some potato flakes. They mix it up into this liquid slurry, and then they press it all into a shape, a mold, and then they run it through some boiling oil. Then they blow dry them dry, spray them with a powdered flavor or something or other, and then stack them and put them in the cans. I mean, read your ingredients on those things. Goodness. I mean, you know, if it's beyond 6 or 8 ingredients, it's not a food anymore. But anyway, one of the things about potato chips, whether it's your Pringles or another brand, always know that there's some hazardous ingredients on those snacks. One of them is a cancer-causing and a neurotoxic chemical called acrylamide. And this is this happens when you take carbohydrate-rich foods and cook them at very high temperatures, over 112 degrees Fahrenheit or 100 degrees Celsius. So your potatoes, some grains like your bread and pizzas and things like that, breakfast cereals, also your coffee that's roasted, same thing could happen. So, but some of the big offenders where you will have more of this acrylamide, cancer-causing neurotoxic type of chemical on the snack cracker, according to reports, are the Cape Cod Robust Russet chips, the kettle cooked chips, and of course your Pringles. You know, so if it's high temperature, that's what you're gonna get. Anyway, if you've not eaten chips in a long time, and you open a bag and smell them, you can actually smell the chemical. Yep. You might want to give that a try. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Here we go. Who is this again? This is Impossible Foods. Oh, that's a good name for them. They're making steak without the cow. We've reported on them before. So they want to make sustainable foods. So when you use animal foods, they're not sustainable. They cause too many carbon footprints and blah, blah, blah. I don't believe any of that. But anyway, researchers are now working on a lot of meat alternatives. Not your tofu turkey. That's not like it is. What they're doing is they're taking insects. They're powdering them and deep frying them. They're grinding them up into a protein source patty, if you will, they want to feed it to Americans. It's going to be in everybody's house, on your menu. So Impossible Foods out of California is developing these meat products that taste like beef. And how did they get powdered bugs? to taste like a burger or a steak? Well, they figured out how to make synthesized blood to give the meat products the characteristic of juiciness. And I'm sure they throw in a bunch of flavors. So basically they're saying your cows, your poultry, your fish, they all eat organic matter like grains and grass and bugs. You know, chickens will eat bugs. So what they're doing is, and then those animals convert that into, you know, their muscle, their meat, and you eat that. They say, we're just eliminating the middleman, the animal itself. That's what they're saying. I'm not buying that. Oh, I'm just not. You know, what are they going to put as the list of ingredients? Seriously, what are they going to call powdered bugs? You know, that you'll actually put it in your cart and check out with that. They're going to have to come up with something really creative there. So people are buying powdered bug meat products that aren't meat, but they don't know that it's bugs. Yep. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, we got to come up with some interesting names for that. You know, kind of brainstorm, have some fun. All right, we're going to be talking about your built-in bodyguard, and that's your immune system. Yeah, you know, when we think of bodyguards, what do we think of? We think of, you know, bodyguards protecting politicians and celebrities and national leaders and maybe federal witnesses. But we normally don't think that we were born with a bodyguard, however we were. It's called your immune system. So we normally don't think of our immunity until, you know, the cold and flu season kind of arrives. However, our immune system is working year-round to protect us from numerous health problems. So how we live our lives can help or hinder our immune system. So we're going to take a look at how we can protect this very valuable defense function that God gave us. And that we're responsible now. See, God gave you something to be, you know, a caretaker of, you know, the temple and all that. But let's look at some recent research. The London Telegraph recently reported on research from the National Heart and Lung Institute, Imperial College of London in the UK, in which they said your immune system can protect you from a heart attack. So their scientists are developing a blood test to help with indicators of cardiovascular risks. So the researchers are stating that some people have immune systems that seem to protect them from heart attack because they have higher levels of antibodies. And they think a new blood test measuring the IgG antibodies could be a better way to diagnose heart disease and the risk of heart attacks and strokes. So those with more antibodies, the researchers feel, have about a 58% lower risk of heart attack and a 38% lower risk of stroke. And science also wants to use this research to find ways to chemically alter your immune system with prescription drugs to supposedly protect patients from heart attacks and strokes. But the new drugs will be, you know, promoted as a way to save about 70,000 lives a year. However, there's already a natural way that you can do that now without the expensive the expense and risks of the drug side effects. So the IgG antibodies that your immune system builds, manufactures for you, protects you from bacterial and viral infections as well as heart attacks and strokes. Here's a quote from one of the lead researchers, professor at the Imperial College of London. His name's Dorian Haskard. He said, "This is very interesting findings linking the immune system to protection from heart disease." Well, you know, why wouldn't you think, you know, the body would be able to do that? God would have, you know, built that protection in, you know, because it's all connected. Well, let's look at the immune system, because basically it was created to defend you. According to a report by Healthline, Your immune system is like having a mini military to defend you against all threats, disease, infections, and injury. So like a military, your immune system has specially trained immune system cells which are deployed in certain instances warranting their action. So at any given time, there is 5 liters or 21 cups of lymph fluid in the blood system. And your lymph fluid is made up of your white blood cells, and it's part of your immune system. So in just one drop of blood, it contains 25,000 white blood cells. And lymph fluid consists of white blood cells that are called antibodies, lymphocytes, and phagocytes. And this is very important because these cells have the capability to move not only through the blood system, but also through cells, blood vessels, and tissue. So white blood cells are designed to target and kill toxins, disease, and infection. So the immune system has many different defensive cells that it could launch to protect your health. There are the killer T cells and the adaptive cells, which also extend the use and capability of the defensive cells. So let's look at how we can do some really basic things to help our immune system. There are several things that we can do every day that can help our immune system stay strong. And one of them is sleep. You know, getting enough sleep is going to help you maintain a healthy level of immune system defense. Lack of sleep will produce low immunity and make us more vulnerable to disease such as the common cold and cancer. So if you are not getting enough sleep, you may feel a little off or even ill until you can replenish and catch up on your sleep. Now, some people can get by with less sleep and others can't. Researchers, they pretty much tell us less than 5 or 6 hours of sleep really does depress your immune system. It really hinders it. On the list is also sunshine and getting enough of it. It's going to be important. In locations with reduced sunshine, it can produce seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. It's called SAD. This is where people feel emotionally depressed, but it also depresses their immune system. So science has proved that when we don't get enough sunshine providing that natural vitamin D, it suppresses the immune system. So health experts have suggested just 10 minutes per day of sunshine is sufficient, makes a big difference. Yep. All right, and stress is on the list. So our emotional state is also going to influence the effectiveness of our immune system. So if we are overly stressed, and if the stress is long-term, it produces a depressed immune system. So our glands can become exhausted, and then there's a domino effect involving the hormonal system. It can also develop. So if balance isn't restored, the body's ability to react appropriately along with its overall function can be affected. Therefore, stress can negatively affect the heart, your neurotransmitters in your brain, digestion, sleep, metabolism, and memory. So good stress relievers are going to be, you know, regular exercise, stretching, music therapy, praying, and a healthy diet. Now, let's talk about, since we're on the topic of stress, let's talk about relationships. Because if being in a good relationship can improve our well-being, then a bad relationship can produce the opposite. So a bad relationship will produce enormous stress. And physical and verbal abuse is stressful, and it heavily impacts the immune system. So people who are involved in abusive relationships often have suppressed immune systems and frequent illnesses. And let's just talk about what we could be doing right now, laughing it up, because good sense of humor is going to be helpful, helps your immune system, because when you laugh, you release brain chemicals and dopamine. It helps reduce stress, okay? And germs, let's talk about germs. You know, you want to make sure your immune system is not operating in a bubble, because it needs to be exposed to some germs to function normally. So your immune system can't produce antibodies from germs it hasn't encountered yet. There are lots of germs in dirt, which is why children who are allowed to go play outside, get some sunshine, and a little dirty, have healthier immune systems than the children who stay inside and overuse the hand sanitizer. So, you know, just don't go overboard with the hygiene. Here's a quote from Dr. Dat Tran. He's an immunologist at Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. He says, when you make your environment so clean or too clean, you minimize many pathogens and you minimize the development of the immune system. And for little kids, it's important that they develop a strong, hardy immune system. And lastly, let's talk about vaccines on the list. There are numerous virologists who have admitted that vaccines really don't educate your immune system to work better or make antibodies to prevent disease. In fact, they suppress the immune system and can damage it. So really, vaccines work against immunity. The Journal of Virology of November 2011, they published this article that seasonal flu vaccines weaken the immune system while providing a genetically modified disease to make us sick. So according to pediatrician Dr. Larry Palvesky, our immune system, he says, is a, quote, system, and it works when it has come into contact with pathogens through our skin, airway, and intestines. That's the normal route. So virologists know that disease injected into the body is an artificial infection and that the immune system is not chemically alerted by the, quote, system cells to map the pathogen and create an antibody and to have a memory of that pathogen. So without that process, the vaccine actually cheats the immune system out of making antibodies and storing the memory. So the vaccine itself can't make an antibody, and medical science and drug manufacturers, for less than honorable reasons, have deceived the masses. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Larry Palvesky, pediatrician, New York School of Medicine. He says, the Journal of Virology study showed that unvaccinated children actually built up more antibodies against a wider variety of flu virus strains than the vaccinated children. That's because vaccines suppress and damage the immune system function. All right, so according to Dr. Palvesky, doctors who are in practice long enough begin to see a discrepancy between the published research on vaccines and the naked reality. So they hear from parents, as they do, on how the vaccines are hurting children and creating more illness. Now, some doctors are speaking out and changing the way they practice, and the same is evident in the veterinarian world, with more vets going away from the chemical treatments. So if you don't have a pediatrician or a vet doing that, then, you know, time to get a new doctor. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the herb supports for the for your immune system. There's a lot of herbs you can use to kind of boost it up, bring it up to par if it's been suppressed. There are lots of herbs that our Creator has provided us that support and empower the function of our natural immunity. There is a perfect match between how the human cells work and how medicinal plants support cell function. Now, that may baffle the scientists, but it need not baffle you. So the herbs that I would stock year-round for immune support are echinacea root, garlic, astragalus root, American ginseng, and Siberian ginseng. These herbs alone, or working in conjunction with each other, can help to eradicate pathogens quickly. These are just five of the most popular herbs that can help the immune system. So if you add some circulatory herbs like cayenne and ginger, it will actually supercharge the delivery of the medicinal herbs and help the immune system's white blood cells permeate all tissue faster. So reducing the duration of illness is what I always look for in immune-boosting herbs. So there are other herbs that can assist the immune system by, you know, hindering the pathogen, like gentian root. It's an inhibitor to the Ebola, the hemorrhagic fever pathogens. Or another herb is barberry root, which, you know, acts like an inhibitor to the shingles virus. So if you work with your herbs and work with your immune system, not against it, you can actually overcome a lot of illnesses within 2 to 3 days. Now, the plus is that your immune system gets to create an antibody and remembers it. So in the future, if you're exposed to that same pathogen or one that is similar, The body has adaptive cells to make a new antibody from the original one to deal with the new pathogen. So when you're using your antibiotics and your vaccines, they are actually disruptors and suppressors of your immune system function. Okay. All right, so if you're looking for support, who isn't, right? For those looking to support and strengthen their immune system, you want to call the experts in immune boosting. Call Apothecariherbs. Yep. You're going to find organic whole food formulas with no GMOs. They have a handy trio of herbs called My Three Amigos. It contains your echinacea, astragalus root, and your American ginseng. So if you use these three herb formulas together, it can really nip a lot of pathogens in the bud. Now, Apothecary Herbs does have a complete line of immune-boosting formulas and heart-strengthening formulas, herbs to help you sleep, reduce your stress, organ cleanse, remove toxins, get more energy, the whole thing there. You know, just name a few. They got other stuff. They got herbs for pets. So check them out. They're online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Or you can give them a call toll-free to order at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 if you're international. But if you're serious about herbs, you really need Apothecary Herbs, and you will discover the difference what a seriously potent herbal liquid can do for you. Mm-hmm. Now, free product catalog, so get one of those. And also, if you're shopping on their website, they have money-saving coupons up there. Look for that green button that says herb coupons and click that and get what you need and save money at the same time. If you're on the website, also sign up for their free online newsletters that go out each week. They have the American Survival and the Health Quest newsletters. And American Survival goes out on Tuesday and Health Quest on Friday. So lots of great information inside. It empower you. And you can also, you know, pass that information along to family and friends and, you know, empower them. That's great, right? Absolutely. I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a break, but you know what we're going to do when we come back? We are going to be talking about some disruptors, some metabolism disruptors, so you can kind of avoid that, so you can, you know, your metabolism can run like it should, you know, like a tuned-up motor, humming, no difficulties, no hiccups, no backfires, just, you know, smooth travels down the road. It's always good to have a metabolism that's balanced, strong, not weak. Yeah. Because without that, you can have an avalanche of problems, all the way from blood pressure to hormones to neurotransmitters to sleep problems, reproductive issues, you name it. So we're going to be talking about things we can avoid that will, you know, just mess us up in a skinny minute, okay? Yep. I think we're taking a break. Are we taking a break, Frank? Is it time? Do we have a bumper? There be. We'll be right back, guys. Be right back.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Taking the line.
My dog Sammy's purple flowers. We ain't got much for what we got towers. But we dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
The oldies are always good. Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about some things that can really disrupt our metabolism, and we don't want to have that, you know, because that leads us to all kind of problems. You don't know what's wrong with you, and then you're going to the doctor, and they would give you drugs for that, which just manages the symptom, not get at the cause of the disruption. So, you know, why not just not have a disruption in the first place? That's what I say. Well, everything in the human body is connected, and we really can't expect a poison or a toxin to just affect one area and not the rest of the body, which is why, you know, some medical treatments designed to use toxins to destroy disease may, in fact, weaken other healthy areas of the body to become diseased after the fact. You get a secondary disease. It's called a side effect. So we are going to take a look at some important organs of the human body that can be easily affected, disrupted, poisoned, if you will, and become and make you gravely ill. So we don't usually hear a whole lot about our glands and how important they are. Actually, modern medicine routinely removes glands from the body, cut them out. They're not really needed. Your appendix, your tonsils, what the heck's that? Well, this is a big flabby piece of tissue. We don't need that. So, but glands are there for a reason. God does not just design things for no reason, right? So these glands are very important. And what we've learned from the 40s and after the 40s and 50s is that tonsils are the only gland that manufactures an antibody for polio. So glands are part of your immune system. Okay. So now the appendix is a gland, and it's the only gland in your digestive system that actually secretes an antibody, okay, to protect your digestive tract. So it likes to release a lot of fluids to remove a lot of infectious material, especially things like E. coli and Listeria and some other things. So there is a growing concern over the exposure of a lot of these endocrine-disrupting chemicals that you find in a lot of products, making animals sick in some of the animal studies, in the plastic materials and stuff. So even fish from the Great Lakes, when they were exposed to a lot of synthetic chemicals that got released into the water, then they ate, the birds ate the fish, and they became ill, showed signs of illness and dysfunction. So a lot of these chemicals that they even find in animals, their offspring, you know, it's a trickle down. They have problems with, you know, the reproductive areas. So we're going to see how we can do a better job at protecting our metabolism, especially our glandular system, our health, our immunity. Let's talk about the hormone glands. You've heard a lot of medical experts talk about your endocrine system glands. Now, these glands have a very special job, which is to manufacture, store, and regulate the use of hormone chemicals in your body. So the endocrine glands help with adrenaline, sex hormones, for the testes and ovaries. It manages things like steroids, growth hormones, thyroid hormones, pancreatic hormones, for blood sugar, which is, you know, one of the things you want to look at when you get pancreatic cancer. And also brain hormone chemicals in the pineal and pituitary glands. So glands are real important. So this system of glands releases hormones through the blood system. They travel through the body, and they have a regulating function. Well, let's talk about some chemical toxins, because there's a range of chemicals that affect the glands of the body, and they can cause serious health risks and damage the glands. So here are some examples. Your pesticides, you've heard about this. They have been deemed as safe by your EPA. There's certain levels the EPA say that are safe, and they've been established. They're widespread in agricultural use now. But new research is taking a look at how deadly pesticides such as atrazine is in even small, consistent doses. So you get this accumulative effect then. So there have been really no long-term studies that have been done by science on any of these chemicals, and they're having devastating effects. So pesticides can actually linger in the soil, can get into the groundwater, and actually pregnant women that drink this water can have devastating effects on their unborn child. Many pesticides in use were introduced in the 1950s, and now research is revealing that pesticides are basically hormone disruptors and fertilizer. For, you know, it helps cancer spread in the body. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like The pesticides are like fertilizer for cancer cells, if you will. Now, in 1997, there was a study at the University of Kentucky, and they found that pesticide atrazine, that special pesticide, increased the risk of breast cancer. So in 2006, there was a study by Mills and Yang. It was published in the Journal of Environmental Health involving California farm communities. They found that the herbicide methyl oxachlor also increased risk of breast cancer. Here's a quote from the World Health Organization from 2003. It says, in long-term dietary studies in rats, the pesticide effects on red blood cells and their parameters in females showed an increased incidence of non-neuroplastic lesions in the liver, lung, thyroid, testes, and a slight increase in blood weight was observed. Uh-huh. Man, you know, if I saw that, I'd have been like, nope, not having that. Don't even go any further. Nope. Even the smallest amount, I'd say, mm-mm. Well, and then there's other disruptors like radiation. We've got this Wi-Fi everywhere. Okay, so natural iodine is harmless to us, but radioactive iodine is an unstable isotope, and it's toxic to us. So when we encounter unstable isotopes, it emits what I call beta radiation, which can, you know, travel through tissue. Sometimes the isotope is gamma radiation, which can even penetrate our entire body. So exposure to enough of these unstable isotopes can actually cause extensive molecule damage and what we've been told are free radicals in the body, you know, invites disease. So in radiation biology, they described absorbed doses by the energy deposited by the radiation. They describe it per unit in your tissue, which is called units of gray or rad. So what is important to realize is that different tissues of the body can receive a different absorption dose of radioactivity, and the total dose of radiation to the body will be reflected by the integration of doses of all the tissues. So, you know, denser areas of the body could probably tolerate more, whereas other areas can't, and then you get a cumulative effect. Extremely difficult for controlled and accurate measurements of radiation this way, either entering the body by accident through medical treatments or even long-term exposure of low-dose radiation from electronics. So the best estimate of safe exposure through the EPA, they say, is from medical science is, well, it's just an educated guess. That's what they're saying. All right, let's talk about the plastic. Well, yes, the chemicals that, you know, plastic's everywhere. Some people say, what's wrong with plastic? Well, the plasticizers are known as just hormone disruptors in animal studies. And here's something they should really don't consider how the plastic chemicals are disrupting the endocrine system. These things can leach out of the plastic and into whatever it is. Let's say, you know, that water you've been drinking in the drinking bottle, the plastic bottle. Or how about the intravenous bags at the hospitals where they have IV drips coming through? What's leaching out of that plastic bag into that IV drip? Okay, and let's look at drugs. Prescription medicines can also disrupt the glands and your hormones. A classic mishap by medicine happened in the 50s and 60s when pregnant women were given a synthetic hormone to prevent miscarriage called DES. It's called dithiotisbisterol. And this toxic chemical failed to prevent miscarriage, but it produced offspring that didn't survive because it had cancer. It had reproductive organs that were impaired and an immune system that was impaired. So steroids, corticosteroids, prednisone, hormone replacement drugs, and even lots of alcohol in excess can disrupt the endocrine glands. Now, prescription drugs many Americans are taking that can negatively affect their endocrine glands are going to be thyroid medicines, diabetic medicines because the insulin, either the oral or hypoglycemic stuff, bone density drugs, electrolyte and mineral prescriptions, anti-inflammatory medicines, growth hormone drugs, sex hormone drugs, I'm talking about drugs for erectile dysfunction and birth control. How about kidney hormone drugs, because they have anti-diuretic hormones in them and it affects the pituitary gland in your brain. Oh, and there's some other things. Other than your pesticides, your herbicides, your radiation, your plastic, and your drugs, you are going to find endocrine disruptors in termite-treating chemicals, fungicides, industrial chemicals and detergents, especially with resins. Just about every byproduct of the chemical industry has endocrine-disrupting agents. So when a manufacturing plant is on fire, well, it's all that disrupting chemical properties going up in the smoke, the fumes into the air, and you breathe them in. These chemical disruptors can accumulate and be stored in the body fat. All right, let's talk about some other gland disruptors. So what we really must be on guard against is any chemical that will disrupt our body function. And there are many synthetic chemicals that we can be exposed to every day and are considered endocrine gland disruptors. And when these chemicals disrupt our glands, they can either mimic or block the hormones our glands produce and regulate. So too little, too much of these hormones will disrupt balance and function. For instance, let's say a chemical magnifies or mimics hormones, and what do you suppose the body's reaction is going to be? Well, the body will behave as if there are too many hormones and will replace or stop making the normal amount of hormones in an attempt to balance the levels. However, the hormones our glands manufacture are different from the synthetic chemicals that people are getting. And there's really no testing. There's like over 2,000 chemicals that reach the market that have absolutely no testing to evaluate toxicity. The tests that they do run, they don't test for gland disruption. It's not even mentioning what they test. I mean, the test they use is just... All right, other factors. Some other factors that can negatively affect our endocrine system are going to be our age, certain illnesses, and stress. Stress can come in a lot of forms. Can be, bereavement, radiation treatments, surgery, trauma, and also allergic reactions, like from vaccines, for instance. They have a negative impact, too, on our glands. Extreme temperature changes and activity which really stresses the adrenal glands are also factors, right? For instance, the adrenal glands don't have an endless supply of hormones and are responsible for that fight-or-flight response. Thrill seekers, like Evel Knievel types, bodybuilders, because they like to use steroids. All that takes its toll on the adrenals. So this can bring about adrenal gland or pituitary gland cancer or Cushing syndrome. It's adrenal gland suppression, and the condition is called a phytochromocytoma, which is really an overproduction of the adrenaline causing cancerous tumors. So Addison's disease is also an autoimmune syndrome, and hyperandrosteroidism, excessive hormone, is produced causing adrenal glands to grow abnormally large. So imbalance, a lot of disruption going on. And science really is still studying the human body and the gland system, and all the mysteries it still holds. Medicine doesn't know everything. They're kind of just going, they don't know everything about the immune system. A lot of it's hypothesis, which is an educated guess. So the area of science trying to understand our glands is called molecule genetics. They are looking at the mechanisms of the endocrine system as it relates to genetic disorders. So since the glands secrete hormones, chemical messengers, if you will, which affect different receptors throughout your body, therefore science thinks that every cell can be considered part of your endocrine system called diffuse endocrine system. So they want to be able to turn certain receptors on and certain receptors off to see if they can control and bring some sort of harmonization. So, but you got to keep in mind, toxic chemicals can pop up anywhere and affect you. For instance, there was a situation, an 8-year-old child was suddenly stricken with enlarged tonsils. I'm talking huge, which impeded breathing. And an emergency tonsillectomy was done. But the child reacted to new termite chemicals that was applied to the home. Okay. And there actually were warnings on the chemical that, you know, affects glands in humans. So the tonsils, you know, got so damaged by the chemicals, they wouldn't go back into normal size and shape, and they had to surgically remove them. So toxic synthetic chemicals can affect any area of the body because we have glands just about everywhere. So if, for instance, you had no problem nursing your first child but experienced severe mastitis, which are blocked milk duct glands, with your second child, you better look at endocrine disrupting factors, you know. What's different that you're doing? And there are some simple things that we can do to reduce our exposure to synthetic chemicals and save our glands and stress on our body. We can avoid plastic containers. We can avoid foods that are treated with agricultural toxins. You know, eat more organic, certified organic foods. Or organic foods will be our safest bet. And avoid the chemical treatments to your home, too, or your office or school by educating people about it. Avoid the fatty foods, which can translate into fat storage in the body for the synthetic chemicals to kind of hide in. And make sure your seafood is from non-contaminated water sources. Farm-raised may be preferred due to the problem with Fukushima and things like that. You want to find ways to positively influence legislation to diminish exposure on these toxins, you know. But, you know, money answers all things, and chemical companies have deep pockets. So, yes, there are some herbs that can help our glands out. Yes, there are. You want to use, for instance, there are herbs that help the reproductive glands out. There are herbs that help the thyroid out. And, you know, I would use herbs because they provide that nutrition for your endocrine system, and they can balance. It can use just what it needs and manufacture the right amount of hormones that your body needs for your particular time of life. So depending on your time of life, you know, you may need herbs to help you be more fertile if you're having trouble conceiving, or your husband may not have, you know, really active swimmers, as we put it. So he may need some herbs to help in that area. You may have a time of life where, you know, you just want a smooth transition into menopause, and there are herbs for that. There are herbs to balance cycles. A lot of women have menstrual cycle problems, and so you want to get a nice endocrine system balance there so you don't have those unpleasant symptoms. So one of my favorite herbs to use for glands is mullein. Mullein soothes glands. Glands can be irritated and inflamed because maybe they've been, poisoned by toxins. So I like to use mullein. Black walnut's another one. What I'll use for, like, thyroids is a combination of mullein, black walnut, and Siberian ginseng. And it just seems to soothe the thyroid gland, help balance that area. And then there's some of the 6 female herbs if you're wanting to balance the female reproductive system for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, getting a menstrual cycle regulated and getting rid of all the symptoms that go with that, or it's, you know, having trouble conceiving or wanting no symptoms of menopause. You want to use the female herbs, and there are six of them, but the secret to using those is you want to use all of them. You know, some people just use one or two and not get what they need from it. So the real secret is what European women have known for thousands of years is to use all of them. And depending on what you're trying to regulate, the dose and the frequency and the duration of use will be dictated. So you want to use all six, but how you use them is the real key. So, and then for the men, male hormone formula. We have the male hormone formula at Apothecary Herbs, and it's just one of those really pleasant things guys discover, and seems to fix a lot of problems there. Some people have their mood smooth out. They're not as irritable or aggressive. Some people find that, you know, it improves action in the boudoir, if you will. So there's a lot of things that can... It can help balance the endocrine system, see? So if you're looking for the herbs that help balance glands, under just for men is the male stuff. Under just for women is the female stuff. You'll find mullein under the just basic herbal tinctures category, and, of course, black walnut as well. So you can check all that out at thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, you know, if you've got toxin buildup, you want to accumulate, you want to do cleansing. So cleansing will go a long way as well. So if you're not getting 100% back, then got to do some cleansing. Cleanse and nourish, folks. Cleanse and nourish. Very basic, but it works. Get the toxins out, free flow of toxins. That's what you want. Put the nutrition in, building blocks of healing and balance. And that's how it works. So simple. Because I think, you know, I think in this day and age, we just try to make things a lot more complicated than they are. Now, granted, you know, I think modern medicine has its place. And it's for trauma, you know. But for preventing or curing internal medicine issues, it's all about managing your problem. That's where it's lucrative for them. So last resort. That's what I say. Last resort when you want to go to modern medicine for treatment. Always try your nutritional elements first. And your herbs are packed full, supercharged, full of nutrition. Lots of minerals and vitamins and amino acids in them. More than in your regular foods. And that's why they're bitter or hot. Because they're so packed full of nutrition and you're only supposed to use a little bit. See? So if you're ever wondering why medicinal herbs kind of tasted like that, it's because you're not supposed to eat a ton of it like a strawberry. Strawberries are nutritional, not so much medicinal. So keep that in mind. If you want power, well, what did Confucius say? He said, good medicine always tastes bitter. Because the bitter alkaloids in plants help move fluids, blood, lymph tissue, bile, you name it. It's great stuff. And it's empowering to you. Learn how to do that. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's what it's about. I'm out of time, but I'll be back. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Check them out. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Be well.